Isn't this a sports show?
We have 18 minutes left, and we haven't actually talked about anything.
Almost entirely.
Whenever we come back, we'll talk about football. That's a promise that we probably will not be able to live up to. That's next.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Whenever every other station in the city is on a commercial break, maybe we won't be.
On 1510 AM, 99.3 FM, and 1510.com.
This isn't exactly how I phrase it, but this is the more concise way for me to be saying this. This show's better when I prepare more. Duh.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at JB Briscoe.
If you want to throw bread at me for $5, you can 100% do that.
On ESPN Kansas City.
Happy Friday! Man, we are about to get to some dark times. The biggest story in sports today is Tom Brady's scratched hand.
He wore two gloves to his press conference. It was only under 5 minutes.
Oh, it's his under 5 minute press conference. Oh, boy. Like, seriously, I mean, that's what everybody's leading with. And then it's like the NBA All-Star lineups. Woo! Beards is actually thrilled about that conversation. The second hour, we're going to switch seats, and I'm going to run the board. And Beards is going to give you an hour of All-Star NBA.
You'll hear
talk.
Me pick my reserves.
Oh, hell yeah. But we're about to reach dark time, because today we've got plenty of things we can talk about. We'll start to wade into the Chiefs' off-season problems and how they fix those. It'll just be me and literally everybody else on Chiefs' Twitter doing that exact same thing. Everyone's doing that right now. And here's the little secret of it. No one's going to have that many big differences. I've read Mellinger's, I've read Seth's, I've read everyone's, not everyone's, I've seen plenty, though. And everybody's like, yeah, they're going to trade Alex Smith and cut DJ and Tomba and then maybe some other guys, and then they got to fill those spaces somehow. Like, we're all kind of doing the same thing. That's the dirty secret of mid-January whenever your team loses in the first round. It's why this show has had good chunks of absurdity this week, because it's either that or... Is Brady's hand going to be okay? By the way, I have come up with my best tweet of the week, which is that Tom Brady is officially questionable for the Jags game this weekend, but him throwing four touchdowns is extremely probable.
Also, having like three quarterback sneak first downs.
Yes. Yes. Again, we'll talk about the games this weekend after we talk about some Chiefs stuff. And my looming mortality that I've been made aware of today.
Oh, by the way, people on the Facebook live stream, you're going to have like maybe a few seconds of disconnection while I switch Wi-Fis. I didn't realize I was connected on the bad one.
It is awesome that we
Which is all of them.
It is amazing that we here as a radio station have something that we can lovingly call the bad Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I didn't look and realize that, I'm getting, like, zero good internet. So,
yep,
that's switching. Why do I need the password?
This is exciting. I'm all for producing the show on air, but I'm probably going to let you just kind of deal with that one behind the scenes.
Okay, we're not connected. Oh, hang on.
Well, the show's going to go on. You do your best.
I'll be right back.
That's fine. Go get them. It's a high-class operation we have here in this building. Beard just literally left the room. We'll talk about the playoffs and everything later on. But we're going to be doing something like this Chiefs conversation legitimately for the next 4 or 5 months. It'll shift at the draft. You know, we'll have a different-ish conversation whenever they trade Alex Smith. We'll have a different-ish conversation whenever they cut Derek Johnson and Tom Bahali. A different-ish conversation whenever they make some surprise move like they do in cutting Jeremy Maclin. Or whenever they sign various free agents who may or may not actually make an impact. Those things will morph the conversation. as we go along. We're going to be having variants of this same conversation for the next several months. It'll shift in a big way after the draft. It'll go more from speculating to reacting. Then we are going to just fill time through baseball season until we get to training camp. And then training camp is also sort of a version of just filling time in a different way. So why did I decide to start off so bleak today? I don't know. I guess it's because we're all kind of doing the same thing. Also, I did a great job, pat on the back for myself, I did a great job last offseason of having an angle that other people weren't looking at as far as, like, would it benefit Mahomes more to start now? And we didn't get to see it happen, but I felt like I had a good thing going there that nobody else was all over until I was. I brought a couple people with me. That doesn't really exist right now. I mean, I guess that take this offseason would be, the Chiefs should keep Alex Smith. And like, oh, you're so counterculture. But I'm not. That's not me. I'm not going to tell you that. So, I say again, we're having variants of this same conversation, which is why I'm going to do it the most entertainingly. That's the goal, at least. That's why you have to listen to the show. Because even if we're talking about the same topics, I'm going to try to do it smart and funny. But we are kind of left in a little bit of a vacuum here. The Chiefs are going to cut, or they're going to trade. Oh, excuse me. They're going to trade Alex Smith. If the trade market dries up somehow, then I guess you could say there's some uncertainty there. I saw a video that Terrez Paylor of The Star was in, and he said, this is not a 100% certainty. We might get an actual quarterback battle in training camp, and the Chiefs aren't going to cut Alex Smith. They're not going to give him away if the market's not good. They're not going to trade him to Cleveland. I guess his point there being that they're going to want to send Alex Smith to a good situation. That's all fine and dandy. But I don't see a way in which the Chiefs carry Alex Smith's cap number in the next season. I don't even see a way that they let Alex Smith get beaten out in training camp, because that makes it even more impossible to trade him away. His trade value isn't going to get better than it is right now. He had his best season ever. This just happened. And the Chiefs could really use that cap room. And they have his replacement ready to go. So I guess I can't factually say that it is a 100% certainty that he will be traded away, but I can say that it's a 100% certainty that he should be. This is his highest value point, unless you think that he is going to win a couple of playoff games and have an equally good regular season next year, which I don't think. Would a second year sitting for Pat Mahomes be terrible? I mean, probably not. It takes away another year of his on-field development, though, and I hate that because, again, you're doing this with value. Even if Pat Mahomes isn't Aaron Rodgers, if he's Russell Wilson as a rookie, or first couple of years Russell Wilson, and he's doing that at a value, then it helps the Chiefs' chances overall. Beard, you look absolutely befuddled about something on your phone. What is going on?
There was an NBA update.
Get out of here. Update. Get out. What's the update?
Cavaliers are interested in trading for George Hill.
I think I saw that on Twitter. Get out. Turn off your own microphone.
Okay. Also, the Wi-Fi is fixed now.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Well, by fixed, I mean we're not on the bad one.
We're on the average one.
Yeah.
Mediocre or best.
The Wi-Fi is not fixed. We're just on a better one.
Right. Good call. But I can say with 100% certainty that Alex Smith needs to be traded this offseason, even if the market doesn't seem as rich as it could be. Even if you say, well, other years, this version of Alex Smith would get a first-round pick or a couple first-round picks. Teams give up more than this for quarterbacks all the time.
First-round pick or bust.
You can be that guy. But here's the bad news.
Don't give me your second-round trash pick.
Here's the bad news for that guy. Thank you, Beards, for embodying that guy. Here's the bad news for that guy. That's not going to change next offseason. The market's not going to get better whenever he gets a year older, and it's even more evident that his replacement behind him is ready to go. I would assume he would have a worse season next year than he did this year. That's not going to help. You had Carson Palmer retire, opens up Arizona. John Dorsey goes to the Browns, and the Browns could use a mentor for whoever they bring in, and DeShone Kizer. The Jags would make a ton of sense. I don't care if they win the Super Bowl. They should move on from Blake Bortles next year. They should trade for Alex Smith and draft the guy. If they really believe they're contenders, which I think this year you're seeing that they are because they're doing it with Blake Bortles. But in an injury-riddled AFC South with no Andrew Luck and no DeShone Watson throughout more than half the season. But there are landing spots here. There are plenty of places. Because right now, I think the Chiefs look pretty darn good. They won the division. Denver makes a lot of sense. They won the division with Alex Smith. As they developed a quarterback behind him, every report about Alex Smith working with Pat Mahomes would be a great story for everybody in Cleveland or Denver or Jacksonville. And if he goes to Denver and then some radio station in Denver wants to ask me what I think about the move, I would say it makes sense for a team like that. As critical as I've been of Alex Smith and the things that I've said about where he is and what he can do to your team, if you are Denver, I would say to any Broncos fan, hey, this is the right move for you guys. Depends on how much I have to give up, I guess. Jacksonville, too. He can help you win a bunch of games. You're going to have to find other ways to win the playoff games. But he'll mentor your young quarterback, help him out in his development, and win you a bunch of regular season games. That makes a whole lot of sense for the Cardinals and the Jags and the Browns and the Broncos, the Bills if they move on from Tyrod Taylor, the Giants if they move on from Eli Manning. There's probably a handful of other teams that I'm missing. I don't know Ryan Tannehill's situation, but I'd be interested to see if Miami had any interest. Because I don't buy Ryan Tannehill. They can't, and they cannot be bringing back Jay Cutler. That can't be happening, right? Jay Cutler's got to be done.
That's what you think.
I mean, he's got to be done in Miami, I guess. The Jets in a similar situation. Like, I think that you can justify, as a bad team looking to develop a quarterback, a young quarterback, you draft your guy and you bring in Alex Smith and you make him your player coach, where he's your starting quarterback and he's mentoring your developmental guy. I think that's super justifiable for so many teams. That, to my larger point from earlier, Alex Smith's value is not going to go up in the future. This is the high point of Alex Smith's trade value in Kansas City. The Chiefs gave up 2 second-round picks to get him. More or less served his purpose. Didn't win anything meaningful. That would have been nice, but I digress. Won a playoff game in a city that hadn't had a playoff win in my lifetime. So, I think you're going to see somebody else want to follow that up, want to try to copy that blueprint. Alex Smith is going to get traded this offseason. The last time I was this sure about something, I told you unequivocally that the Chiefs would be the Titans. So would I lead you wrong? Would I lead you astray? I am more confident in Alex Smith getting traded than I was in the Chiefs beating the Titans in the playoffs. So I don't know if that makes me more likely to be more wrong or less likely to be
more
wrong.
Oh, I just got an update. Alex Smith signed through 2027.
Alex Smith signs 10-year extension with the Chiefs. Wow. Did not see that one coming. Tom Vahali and Derek Johnson have also both signed massive extensions. This is... Bob Sutton signs a massive extension with the Chiefs. Wow. Bob Sutton's the head coach.
According to Schefter, they weren't going to do it until that one guy with the high squeaky voice said that they shouldn't.
Damn you, Bill Simmons. Oh, you meant... You meant... Okay. No... Oh, I also just got another Schefter tweet. Hold on. It says, no. Not the one that people listen to. The one on that little baby station. Now it's... It really does limit our options. Smith's going to get traded, not just because it makes sense for the Chiefs, but because it's going to make sense for a lot of teams. Like a quarter of the NFL. We did that thing, remember, last year, whenever I before the season, when I gave you all of the quarterbacks I'd rather have than Alex Smith. You end up, let's play this game, but differently this time. Let's play this game, but kinder to Alex Smith.
Do you want me to pull up a list?
No, I just did, actually. Okay. I repeated myself so I could stall long enough to get that. Let's just find out how many teams would make sense for Alex Smith. I'm not splitting hairs. I'm not going to say, ooh, you want to argue about Philip Rivers and Alex Smith? That's fine. You can, but that's not what we're doing. Because for the Chargers, it doesn't really make sense to try to cut ties with Philip Rivers and bring in Alex Smith. Does that make sense? You with me on that one? Am I logical enough? Beards, do I make sense? In this specific instance?
Oh, sure.
So we're not...
Overall, that's a whole other story.
Fine. But, like, I would rather have Alex Smith than Joe Flacco. I've said that plenty of times. I'd rather have Alex Smith than Andy Dalton. I don't think either of those instances are going to really make sense for that team to pursue Alex Smith. Fair? Understandable? I'm talking to you not specifically, Beard, because you're the only person who can react to me right now. Okay. The Cardinals. Absolutely makes sense. Find me their depth chart, please. Who is their backup quarterback at this point? Go to their over the cap. Look up the... Actually, hold on. I'll just do it because I have over the cap right here. Over the cap has already shifted over to 2018.
So Drew Stanton.
I'm wondering if he's under contract even through next year. Could I get some music? Not for me looking it up because I'm here.
Arizona Cardinals depth chart on their website.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know if that's rolling over into the next year. I was going to ask for music because it wasn't loading, but I think we're good now.
Drew Stanton, Blaine Gabbert, Matt Barkley.
Right, I understand. And I know that it makes sense. Our internet right now is so bad.
Are you on spare or UB?
I'm on spare.
That would be why.
I don't know why, though. I'm usually on the better one. So Carson Palmer actually was under contract. Oh, boy. Carson Palmer was so done playing quarterback that he turned down a guaranteed $12.5 million to play next year. No, this is very good radio. I'm just looking to see if there are quarterbacks under contract next year for the Cardinals, which is exactly why you tune into this show. Apparently, SpotTrack, you're over the cap. You can't sort by position, so that's super good. Okay, regardless. I'm not sure if the Cardinals have any actual quarterbacks signed to their roster for next year. But if they do, it's Blaine Gabbert or Drew Stanton or something of the like. So, Cardinals makes all the sense in the world. Falcons? Nah. Ravens? Nah. Bills? Maybe. Beard, can you count the maybes for me?
Is that three so
you're
far?
No, you're on the maybe. You're just on maybe count. You have one maybe. One yes for the Cardinals. You're not going to have to write it down. You can use your fingers. You're not going to have more than five maybes.
Well, too bad. I'm making a tally. I'm being professional.
Okay, fine. So, you want to do yeses and maybes also?
Sure.
Yes, Cardinals. Maybe Bills. Bears, no, they've already let Trubisky start. They wouldn't need to bring him in. Bengals, it would be very surprising. You could probably do this with Andy Dalton, so not really. Browns, yes, it makes sense. Cowboys, no. Broncos, yes. Lions, no. Packers, no. Texans, no. Colts, no. Jags, yes. Chiefs, no. Chargers, no. Rams, no. I'm intrigued by the Dolphins. I don't know enough about where they're at with Tannehill. It's not going to happen. Vikings, no. Patriots, no. Saints, no. Giants, maybe. But probably not. Jets, makes all the sense in the world. try to emulate what the Chiefs just did. Raiders, no. Eagles, no. Steelers, no. Niners, no. They have Garoppolo, no. Seahawks, no. Buccaneers, no. Titans, no. Washington's a maybe, depending on what Kirk Cousins does. Final tally, Beards.
Five yeses, three maybes.
I said a quarter of the league. That's exactly a quarter of the league. I nailed that. How about that? It's exactly a quarter of the league. With five obvious options. You're not gonna do much better. And let's say that one of them signs, whatever, Josh McCown, or they go get Kirk Cousins, which opens up Washington. But let's say that one of those five, just the five, does something else entirely. Another one decides, no, one of them signs Tyrod Taylor. One of them says, we're not going to bring in a veteran at all. You still have three teams very much interested in Alex Smith. They're going to get something back there. And if I was the Chiefs, I would also be willing to say, we'll play hardball. We'll either make Alex Smith the best backup in the NFL, or we'll make Pat Mahomes the best backup in the NFL. Alex Smith's going to get moved, and the Chiefs are going to get something back of value. I would be surprised if it's lower than a second at this point. But even if it's a third, it would be worth the third-round pick to move that money in the stead of cutting him completely. So that's, I guess you could say that it's not 100%, which again is Therese Paylor saying, Therese, who knows more about the Chiefs than I do by a large margin, I'm sure, around the team every day. I think you're as close to 100% as you can reasonably get. The market is there, and it's not going to get better. So again, I know you can make the argument like Therese, that the Chiefs aren't going to give him away. They're not, no. But if they have to give him away this offseason, they would have to give him away at any other point. It is only giving away in the future if you don't get it done now. He's not going to have a better year next year. Also, he's not even under contract for 2019. Well, I guess you would make a move before the trade deadline, maybe? I mean, you're either giving him away for whatever you can get this offseason, or you're signing him to an extension, or he's walking away for literally nothing next offseason. Alex Smith is getting moved.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Bananas and pajamas are coming down the stairs. Bananas and pajamas are coming down in pairs. Bananas and pajamas.
On 1510 AM, 99.3 FM, and 1510.com.
Welcome back to, Entirely Sports so far. That's the officially updated name of the show today. I've seen several comments so far on the Facebook, most of them about my shirt. I have a Jurassic Park shirt on today. Thanks for noticing.
It's a good shirt.
It is a good shirt. My mom bought it for me. I feel like if I remember correctly, my family went to Universal Studios without me. And my mom was like, do you want anything? I was like, oh, well, I like Jurassic Park things. That'd be fun. And she was like, cool. Well, I found it online, and so I bought it online, and now here it is. Like, okay, that's fine.
Did you even buy it from Universal?
No. God. I mean, she might have bought it from their Amazon store.
But not actually there.
No, because it's like half the price.
So your family went there, and they didn't even bring you a lousy T-shirt.
No, you know what my mom did bring me? What? I'll bring these in sometime. I still have them. I've left them unopened. A container of yellow Minion Tic Tacs.
Oh, gosh.
Google it. Google.
I feel like I've seen those before.
Google Minion Tic Tacs.
Yeah, I've seen those
They're
before.
They're Tic Tacs. Uh-huh. I think banana flavored. And they have little Minion faces on them. Didn't even take me with them. But, you know, I like the shirt either way. So Aaron asked when Velociraptors are going to break into the studio. No Velociraptors, but eventually one of our many bosses might come in and just unplug a microphone whenever we talk about Beards is Tinder again at some point. Oh my goodness. I'm going to need a pronunciation guide on Seamus. Didn't Archer?
Seamus?
Is it Seamus?
Yeah.
There's an implied H?
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Archer?
Yeah.
Didn't he name his kid that?
Yeah, Wee Baby Seamus.
Wee Baby Seamus!
Yeah.
It's been long enough since I've seen Archer that I haven't even, wow, it is a pretty baller move that Tom Brady wore the gloves into the press conference just so no one can see the gross scar on his hand or whatever. Nice.
He's also asked, how you feel? Thumbs up?
Anyway, so back to the important thing. I don't think I've ever seen the name Seamus in real life before other than tattooed on Archer's back shoulder. So
I don't think I know any Seamuses.
Well, now we do. Seamus said, also Smith to the Jets for an upper second rounder makes sense. Wade says, I say Smith to the Jags for a late first round pick and a couch. Both of those would make sense. The Jets giving a high second round pick would be totally cool with me. I don't know if you'd be able to convince the Jags to ship out, pick 28 or whatever for Alex Smith. But maybe if they give 28 and the Chiefs give up something like Alex Smith in a fourth, I don't know. We're playing Calvin ball here, making it up as we go. But also the Broncos would have the advantage of having a very high pick in each round. So I think that opens up that possibility as well. But Wade does contend that it deeply hinges on what kind of couch the Jets are willing to ship also. Or whatever team is offering.
None of that fake pleather stuff.
No pleather couches. We, almost entirely sports as a show, is very heavily into a furniture-based economy. That's why we have 3 unused chairs in the studio at all times.
Yep.
And like 57 unused chairs in the 2 production studios off to our sides.
All of which are broken.
All of them are broken.
The ones in here aren't. Those are nice.
One of them is.
Oh, is it tilty?
One of them's tilty. One of them has an arm kind of bent out.
Oh, yeah. Chair behind me's not great.
It's not great. No. Yours is good, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's important. It'd be pretty cool. I've thought, I don't know what this says about where we're at with this show. We'll talk some more Chiefs things here in a second. Every time I say that, Beard's like Mark's. He's got some major project. Where someday he will just piece together all the times. I said we'll talk Chiefs in a second.
That'll be like our series finale.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's just 2 hours of me saying, we'll talk Chiefs in a minute here, but first, couches.
That'll be the greatest joke the show's ever pulled. Everybody's coming in thinking it's going to be the last show, and it's just 2 hours of, we'll talk about Chiefs. Hey, we're going to talk about Chiefs. I swear we'll talk about Chiefs in about 2 minutes.
Which will either be one of two. Whatever the last show of this show is, whatever the last episode of the show is, it's either going to be like, hey, well, if you want to hear me talk again, here's my nationally syndicated ESPN radio show, or I'm working at McDonald's. So if you say the code word, I want
Mahomes.
If you say the code word, quarter pounder with cheese, triple pickle, no onions, then I'll lean over the counter and whisper to you my spicy hot Pat Mahomes takes. It's one of those two. One of those two paths that diverge at that moment of whatever the last show will be either leading me to a bigger show or to McDonald's. Gotta be honest, if you're putting money on it, McDonald's seems to pay decently, so I think there's a pretty good chance of that. What I was gonna say though is I've thought about a lot of different things where, like if we were going to get to like sort of customize the studio as we would if the studio was dedicated to this show, which it isn't. Although the majority of live programming out of the studio is us. That
yes,
is true.
We are the major shareholder.
Yes, 100%. But it would be pretty good to just have couches in here.
Out of the 4 hours of live programming a day that are on the station.
A day?
Yeah.
Not four. There are four live hours today.
Yeah. Out of the between three and four live hours of programming on this show, we own two of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. On the station, you mean? Yeah, we provide most of them. So you know what? Maybe we can pull this off. I want to get all these chairs out of here, and I want to just basically have couches surrounding the desk.
I like that idea.
It would be such a cool. It'd be such a cool vibe.
It would be. Also, we put that Porg on the console, like we've been talking about. You bring your blanket in.
Yes, my hater blanket comes in. I've got a couple of Porgs. I've got the suction cup one. See, I've got the animatronic one.
Seamus has commented again. He said you would know where to get your couches. This is the problem, though. We would get our couches from ourselves, from the ESPN Kansas City comment section. That doesn't make sense.
No, sure it does. We're
taking couches from ourselves.
No, we're taking couches from the listenership. It's like a BYOC situation. Okay. Bring your own couch. Bring a couch to the Union Broadcasting Studios. We'll put it in here.
If we have,
that's not an actual offer, by the way. We can't do that.
Yeah, no. The doors are locked. Don't come in.
Yeah.
If we have a guest come in, do they have to bring their own couch?
No. That's when they just pop in on the couch.
Okay.
I think it'd be very.
I do like this idea.
I think it'd be great. We put a little mini fridge in here.
Yeah. We super increase our production value to where we have like cameras facing the couch.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yes.
We'd have to do that. Otherwise, I don't think our camera could see them.
Definitely not.
No.
This is, we're at a place in this magical theoretical world where this show is successful enough to not be run off of two webcams that you and I purchased with our own money.
And a mixer that I had from 3 years ago.
And a graphic that I made for the Facebook.
And we started out with Charlie's very not good webcam.
And we're using now your computer.
Yep. It's a good computer. It's just not
for this.
Right.
We're pretty good at this being a self-made show.
Yeah,
that's we've grown the show. We've grown in many ways, by our own hand.
Next step, couches.
Next step is we're gonna have to bring our own couches. This is the thing, though. So like, here's one thing that's true. I can say for this place, I think all of our ideas have mostly been met with like, oh yeah, good idea.
Uh-huh.
So maybe we should just do the couch thing.
So no, here's my question. So what's it called where it's like. Is it a sectional?
I think so,
okay.
Yes.
Now, do we get one of those, but then on the end it's a recliner, so like at the end over here,
ooh,
it's like a
cool.
It just kind of reclines back and you can just lay there as you use a microphone?
I do like that. I was thinking about a sectional where it's like one big like booth,
yeah.
Basically.
Oh, yeah.
Like at a restaurant, except for I want my own individual chair.
No, that makes sense.
Because I'm kind of enclosed in over here where the desk sort of forms around this space, but I would definitely like a recliner, black leather.
Yeah.
Gold trimmings.
Okay, yeah, sure.
I want Game of Thrones or, meets Lazy Boy.
Or do you want like the colors of the logo?
That's pretty good. No, I think I want to turn my blanket, my hater blanket, into a cape.
That works.
That I'll
that makes
wear
sense.
Like the king that I am. And then this chair becomes a big overstuffed recliner that's also a throne. And we just have a mini fridge that has all sorts of beverages, both of the energizing and non-energizing varieties. Because if I'm doing a show in a Lazy Boy recliner, I'm gonna need to be intravenously consuming.
Actually, they're Danny's Coke Zeros.
Right, that's good. I'm gonna need to be intravenously consuming some caffeinated beverages. We could bring in some succulents. I like, you know, cacti, an aloe vera plant. We got some of those that I brought back from Arizona. I have some palm trees. They're very, very small currently. Mm-hmm.
You know how a lot of thrones in, like, fiction or whatever kind of have, like, an animal theme to them?
Yeah.
Porgs, obviously.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
No, that's very good.
A porg-themed throne.
Someone suggested I was doing a Facebook Live video on the Jayhawk Nation Facebook page after KU beat West Virginia, and someone was saying, man, you got to paint that porg blue and red and put a beak on it. We have a little Jayhawk porg. We can do this for all the colleges.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be biased. You can have a little Jayhawk porg, then a K-State porg, and a Mizzou porg. Have a porg in a Chiefs jersey, a porg in a Royals jersey.
That works.
That'd be so good.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the console here.
Instead of, like, the football helmets that every other national ESPN show will do,
right.
We have porgs.
Yes.
In different jerseys.
We don't even need 32 porgs or whatever.
Yeah.
But we just need like 10
porgs
and all. But no, we need local porgs that are by definition.
Right.
But we also need maybe like four more that we can use in every possible porg-sized jersey. So, like, for the whenever we talk about the NFL playoffs, we can have a little Porg, just a generic Porg, but in an Eagles jersey, and another one in a Vikings jersey, and a Patriots one, and a Jags one.
And, of course, the Vikings one also has a Viking helmet.
That's good.
The Eagles one has extra wings, maybe.
That's also good. The Patriots one has a broken handra. A broken, I was going to, man, damn it, Beards. I was going to say a broken hand and a video camera, and I said a broken handra. a broken hand and a video camera, yes.
And a deflated football.
The Jags one has a crippling deficiency.
I don't know
how. At the quarterback position.
How are we going to visualize that, though?
Just put it in a Bortles jersey, I guess.
Oh, okay. That works.
And I told you that Renee and my mom both got me those, like, full size, like, not full size. Well, probably pretty close to actually. Those animatronic Porgs. I'm now regretting that I didn't keep the one that my mom also got me, because I feel like we could have just made that the permanent studio one.
Yeah, why didn't you?
I don't know. I made a mistake.
What'd you do with it?
I think she took it back.
Oh, gosh. So that's what we need to do with that ESPN Kansas City money that we're getting. Just buy 30 Porgs. Hey, Chad, how do you like this idea?
And this is the thing, though. Again.
Here, hold on. I'll email Pamela right now.
This is the thing, though. Our ideas are good. This is a great idea for a visual medium. The problem is we currently have, let's see, 4 people watching the Facebook live feed.
There were 6 earlier. What happened to you 2 people? At Pamela.
Don't give her actual email address on the radio, please.
I wasn't planning on it. Subject.
I just thought you might accidentally.
No. A-E-S Porgs.
Watch your autocorrect on that one, please.
I did. I made sure.
God, where was I going with this?
To the bank.
I mean, I was going to talk about, like, Derek Johnson eventually, but we have good ideas.
Why
we have
we
to
do that now?
We have good ideas. We have to fund them ourselves. That's sort of the thing. I also just realized something.
So do we have to buy, like, the Taiwanese offshoot of the Porg?
Yeah, we're going to have to buy them from Wish.
And it's like
from Alibaba.
It's not named a Porg, though, but it's, like, very close. It's to fool those unsuspecting mothers at Christmas.
100%.
Buy, like, the X Cube or whatever instead of the Xbox.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, no, we're going to have to buy some knockoff Porgs for sure. I have the window one also. I don't know how you bring that one. The window clean
Porg.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, we just stick it on the back glass there.
Renee's dog got a hold of that, by the way.
Oh.
It's the maddest I've ever been about anything.
There, that's the Blake Bortles one.
Because it has scratched up eyes. So we just put it in a Blake Bortles jersey to indicate Blake Bortles' lack of field vision.
Or that could be the Andrew Luck one, because it's always injured.
That's also good.
Yeah.
We alternate the jerseys for it.
Yeah,
it wears the jersey of an injured quarterback.
There you go.
We just clean it up on the wall behind us.
It's our designated injury Porg.
Holy, I almost cursed just now because the phrase injury reporg has to be a thing. And today on our injury report, Tom Brady has a scratched hand.
And so then that one wears the Tom Brady jersey.
Yes, he's questionable for today, but he's probably going to throw 4 touchdowns. That's today's injury report. Back to the news desk. The injury report! Come on! Hey, people with the money, come here. I've got an awesome idea.
Sandy.
Every person in this building who outranks me. Oh, God, not all at once. I would suffocate. It'd be a trampling.
Is Monty here?
Anybody watching or listening now who would like to invest in a radio program's very specific bit. You got to make the injury report a thing.
I got to say, though, apparently all the higher-ups of this company are, like, major Star Wars fans. Like, absurd
that's
levels.
True.
They'll totally get behind this. Should we bring Chad in here during the next segment and ask him on air?
No, we shouldn't. No, you know what we should do?
What should we do?
We should go to a commercial before something terrible happens or gets said. Let's do that. The injury report, bro.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Chad, I can only imagine in response to us singing the Bananas in Pajamas theme song, said there's a reason other shows don't do it. It's a sports show, or at least I thought it was.
With Joshua Briscoe.
Well, that was your first mistake. It's Almost Entirely Sports.
That's the name of the show!
On ESPN Kansas City.
I put a bunch of new music in the system last night, so I'm getting all these funky new tracks. We just get to a little dance party. What, Beards?
I wasn't entirely dancing.
Sure. Some of them were very catchy. I also added, like, literally, I kid you not, like 10 Fall Out Boy songs.
Oh, I noticed this. I was putting it in the system. I was like,
it's basically
a lot of these.
It's basically that all of From Under the Cork Tree. Because there's a bunch of good, like, pop punk riffs at the beginning of them. But there are also a bunch of just good, like, recent pop songs that are all sorts of funky fresh. All right, so I said at the beginning of the show that we're all kind of doing the same. Everyone's kind of writing the same article right now. Everyone's kind of doing the same radio show whenever it comes to the Chiefs. Which is why I wanted to talk about Alex Smith, because most people are kind of just taking Alex Smith as a done deal. Or saying that we're not going to give him away. It's literally now or never. But the rest of this setup is pretty cut and dry on a larger scale. So you're going to be able to do some, well, this guy, but not this guy. But they're cutting Derek Johnson and Tom Bahali, barring maybe a severe reconstruction for Derek Johnson. But if I'm Derek Johnson, I'm going to ask for that money that I'm owed, and I'm going to go play for Baltimore or whatever. And then you have maybes. You have the maybes and Alan Bailey and Demetrius Harris and Dee Ford and Darrell Revis and Ron Parker. Depending on the way they go through that, Alex Smith, Derek Johnson, and Tom Bahali, and then maybe Alan Bailey, Demetrius Harris, Dee Ford, Darrell Revis, and Ron Parker, is going to open up something like $30 to $45 million. And there might be another surprise cut in there somewhere where the dead cap number is so high that we're not looking at it now in seriousness like we were doing with Jeremy Maclin, but there actually is a chance they make a change there. But they're going to clear out a bunch of cap space, and they're going to move on from Alex Smith, and then it's going to become a full-fledged Brett Veach offseason. And so, again, it's currently January, so we'll figure out the particulars of this in a little while. But it's going to be now a challenge of Brett Veach using whatever cap space he decides to create and some limited draft picks to bring in at least one pass rusher, two if they cut Dee Ford to help get those dollars. A nose tackle, possibly Benny Logan, but at this point I would think they would try to go younger there. At least one young cornerback, ideally a developmental guy and a starter to replace Revis. And, you know, Revis obviously was a bandage over a rather large wound. I think there's a very good chance they try to go get a number two receiver. Chris Conley and Albert Wilson, who's a free agent, and DeMarcus Robinson all have the feel of a number three receiver to me. They're not going to bring back DeAnthony Thomas, and that's fine. J.U. Chesson doesn't mean anything to me right now. So I know we saw some good things from Wilson, and we have some high hopes for Chris Conley for some reason. And I've liked what we've seen from DeMarcus Robinson in some instances, especially when paired with Pat Mahomes. But those are all guys who kind of feel like threes to me. If you have a lineup of receivers, and I'm leaving Travis Kelce out of this for now because I want to just seriously talk about just the receivers. But if your receivers are Tyreek Hill, Chris Conley, Albert Wilson, DeMarcus Robinson, it's an okay group of receivers. You add Travis Kelce, and it's a little bit better than that. I mean, it's a lot better than that, frankly. But if it becomes, I'm trying to think of a good number two. Here's a guy that's been in, he just was in the news because he's got arrested. But Robbie Anderson, he's kind of in that 2 to 3 range. If you have a veteran number two, though, a guy like, you could even say Martavius Bryant, who right now is the third receiver in Pittsburgh behind Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster. if you have Tyreek Hill and Martavius Bryant, and then Chris Conley and Albert Wilson and DeMarcus Robinson, then you have an embarrassment of riches at that position for Pat Mahomes to just uncork deep shots to. I think there's a chance they try to add there. But I would say that if the Chiefs invest in a receiver, it needs to be one of those guys. It needs to be a number two receiver, not another Chris Conley, Albert Wilson, DeMarcus Robinson, J.U. Chesson. They have enough of those already, even if they let Albert Wilson walk. If they do let Wilson walk, I think it helps the chances that they go after a number two receiver. And I would be on board with that. Although, you know, I think that those guys could do some good things with Mahomes, but I digress. They're going to need a second tight end. They're going to probably need another safety. Probably another inside linebacker, though Raglan and Kevin Pierre-Louis were great additions. Probably one more guy, though, to try to be a little more consistent than Pierre-Louis. They're going to need a backup quarterback. This team is going to have plenty of gaps to fill, but they're going to have plenty of money to do it, and they're going to have draft picks. They don't have the first, obviously, because that was given up for Pat Mahomes. And I think the Chiefs would do that trade 1,000 more times in a row. But Brett Veach is going to have a real chance this offseason to remake this team in his own image a little bit. Especially when you look at Alex Smith, Derek Johnson, Tom Bahali. What guys are more synonymous with this Andy Reid era of Chiefs teams? Jamaal Charles, perhaps? I mean, maybe Travis Kelce, but the shifting is going to be pretty large. So we're going to have plenty of things to talk about through the offseason, but right now I think we're all kind of in that same place of, well, here's what we're going to eventually be talking about. So I hope we did it in the most interesting possible fashion.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on ESPN Kansas City. You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
If this show is ever like, I was going to say like national, I should have said relevant. I will start a campaign to get you to legally change your name.
Baby steps.
Baby steps for sure.
With Joshua Briscoe.
First, we have to get paid.
On ESPN Kansas City.
That line is not funny anymore. It hurts too bad. So, a couple things from the Facebook comments. As always, if you want to engage with the show, you can do it on Twitter, facebook.com/ESPN Kansas City. Just search for ESPN Kansas City on Facebook. Juan says, a guy that people don't know as a wide receiver, too, is Taylor Gabriel out of Atlanta. He's had some breakout games, is generally consistent. I think that's the kind of guy you're going to see get thrown around. For me, that might not be enough of an upgrade for me to be genuinely interested in making that kind of move, depending on what that caliber of guy is looking for in a contract. How do we decide? It's Sheamus. Sheamus. It's like the shame. I'm shaming us
for not knowing how to pronounce.
Seamus. Sheamus. Sorry, Sheamus. I'm sorry. I'm doing my very best.
Well, that's a lie.
No, it's true. My best just isn't very good.
That's also true.
Sheamus says, Gabriel's pretty good, but I was sick with Conley for the cost reason. He said it in full here. I think with Mahomes and Conley goes to be that number two. He's shown himself as a possession receiver thus far, and it will help him. It'll help with the quarterback who will throw more of those contested passes. That also means that getting Bryant would just be a probable waste of cap where that defense needs it, and the left guard position could use some upgrading also. Okay, so agreed, the left guard position is probably going to be addressed one way or another this offseason. I would agree with that, and it should be. I think it's a fringe chance that something changes with Eric Fisher. We'll see, because his contract is kind of odd. I'm not going to subscribe too much to the idea that the Chiefs need a different type of number two receiver. I think if you can get two guys who are similar and both very, very good, I'm going to feel just fine about that. I wouldn't mind at all Martavis Bryant and Tyreek Hill. I think that you can use two guys who are relatively similar and use them both very well. I have no problem with that. And I also, you can call Conley a possession receiver that Mahomes will use well, but I don't know if we've seen. I think we've heard that about Chris Conley a lot. I don't know how terribly often we've seen it. I think he'll be better this year than we saw him being this year, next year before we saw him being this year before his injury. I'm fine with seeing. He's only under contract for one more year, so there's going to be need to be something else with this group of receivers. They're going to have to either make Albert Wilson a part of their future plans or have DeMarcus Robinson step up into that Conley role the year after, or you're going to have to bring in someone else entirely. I would be fine with seeing the Chiefs bring in somebody who can actually kind of serve that purpose as a number two receiver. And again, left guard and maybe even left tackle could be upgraded. Again, Eric Fisher's contract would have a bunch of dead money, but it would be kind of in the category of the Jeremy Maclin move. So I want to get out in front of it and say I wouldn't be stunned, but it would be $5 million in dead cap space for $8 million in savings this year. The Chiefs, with all the moves they can make, aren't going to be in a position where they have to make that kind of move out of desperation like they felt like they needed to do with Jeremy Maclin this year, I suppose. That'd be the year after. This year for Fisher, it would be, I think if it's a post-June 1st cut, it would be, okay, as a post-June 1st cut, it would be $4 million in dead money this year for $9.5 million in cap savings. And then in 2019, there'd be more dead money as well. In fact, there would probably be some dead money through 2020, it looks like. Yeah, there'd be dead money through 2020 for Eric Fisher. It'd be a lot of dead money. So I'm guessing he sticks around, but it's just, that would be one big swing to keep an eye on. Don't expect it, though. I think I covered all the bases there, right? The playoffs this weekend are interesting for interesting reasons. Again, the Jags and Patriots, it just feels so predetermined. Brady was limited in practice. He's listed as questionable. He's wearing gloves. What are you saying?
Questionable to throw a touchdown.
Yes. He's wearing gloves on both hands. It doesn't look like he hasn't taken snaps from under center. I think Brady could take only snaps out of the shotgun and the Patriots would win on Sunday. Seriously.
Watch him score 50.
It would not surprise me. I know the Jags defense is really good. They just gave up 40 something to the Steelers before they fired their offensive coordinator. Not because of the performance in that game, it's because he doesn't get along with Ben Roethlisberger, I understand, but
what?
I digress.
Also, Tequila Cowboy.
Yeah, did we ever get the full story on that?
I don't think we ever will.
Because the story was that, like, he had broken his hip, and then it was his wife was actually the one that got into a fight, and apparently her hip wasn't broken.
Also, Tequila
and
Cowboy.
Tequila Cowboy, yeah.
That wasn't in Texas.
Right. Tequila Cowboy in Pittsburgh. Only bad things happen at Tequila Cowboy in Pittsburgh, I promise.
At any time of the day.
Ever, yeah. And this was New Year's Eve, wasn't it? Wasn't that story New Year's Eve?
Pretty sure around then, probably.
I think that was a New Year's Eve party.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's just a wonderful story. But the Patriots are going to win this game, and I would be stunned. I mean, I'd be stunned if they didn't. I've mentioned this earlier, but this is the most confident I've been in an NFL football game since I told you the Chiefs would beat the Titans. The difference is, it's the Patriots and not the Chiefs. I think the discrepancy is relatively similar. Now, the Patriots might have an overall, if you took away the quarterback position, I think you could legitimately make the argument that the Jags have the better rest of a team. I mean, I'm including the head coaches there. Strictly from a roster perspective, I would take the Jags, minus the quarterback positions and minus the head coaches. But that's kind of the thing about the Patriots, isn't it? Like, the quarterback and head coach do matter. This may stun you, but...
And also they have a tight end that's kind of crazy.
They do have a orc playing tight end.
There was a video I saw. It was a Patriots press conference, and they had Gronk in there. And it was kind of a close-up shot where it was just, you know, his head and his chest.
Yes.
And then he left, and the next guy walked in. And his head was, like, barely peeking above where the frame,
the frame was.
Yeah,
right.
So they had to, like, oh, I guess we got to move the camera down a little bit.
For Julian Edelman, whose puff of hair you barely see. Yeah. The Patriots have, by an enormous margin, the two best offensive players in this game. Leonard Fournette is probably third. the worst offensive player on the field in this game is going to be the Jags quarterback. I mean, that's upsetting. I think before Super Bowls, usually, it's sometimes ESPN will do the thing where they rank every single player on each team. Like, together, here's the from 1 to 104 or 106 or whatever. Here's the ranking of every player on these teams.
I know Lebatard Show recently has had that. I don't remember what guy it is.
Chris Sims does the ranking
Sims
quarterbacks.
Chris Sims will come in and every day he gives one quarterback ranking because he had Bortles at, what, 70th?
70, yes. Yeah, Bortles is the 70th best quarterback. And I really enjoyed that bit on Lebatard a lot.
It's been pretty good.
But if you did that ranking for this game, if you ranked every player, every starter, we could just make it about starters. Blake Bortles might be the worst starter in this game. And Brady is unquestionably the best. And Gronk is number two. I know you have to give Jalen Ramsey and Leonard Fournette their due. Also, though, something that I found really interesting, I've learned about the Jags in the last few weeks, they basically only run like two or three defenses. They just have such incredible talent that they don't need to focus on having a very schemed-up defense. They just kind of line up and do their things and then dare you to beat them. Well, the Steelers did a pretty good job of that last week. And I'm pretty sure that Tom Brady's also going to have a pretty good idea of how to do that. I think a non-diverse set of defensive looks might go ahead and come back and bite the Jags this week specifically. Because they're playing the best quarterback that's ever lived. Like, that probably matters. And probably also the best head coach ever. Certainly of this era. Can you imagine, like, Vince Lombardi having to play against the Bill Belichick team? Vince Lombardi's head would explode. Be like, what are you doing? You're throwing the ball 45 times? That hasn't even been invented yet. The trophy's named after me, damn it. The Patriots are going to win. And the Patriots are going to make the Super Bowl with a bye week and then a game against an AFC South team and then another game against an AFC South team. And those two AFC South teams are quarterbacked by the third and fourth best starters in the AFC South at the quarterback position. Pour one out for the injured Andrew Luck and the injured Deshaun Watson. Like, if Andrew Luck and Deshaun Watson were healthy all year, the Jags are not seeded as highly as they are, and the Titans do not make the playoffs. If either Watson or Luck are healthy this year, it's infuriating. Now I'm infuriated, not because of the Jags, but because of the Titans and the Chiefs.
Let's just play out this hypothetical scenario for a second here. Let's imagine the Jags make the Super Bowl.
What do you want me to do with this?
I don't know. Just right there. What do you think? What happens?
We're getting ready for a Jags. We're getting ready for a Bortles Keenum or a Bortles full Super Bowl.
Good ratings, huh?
I mean, it's always going to get ratings because it's the Super Bowl. But, like, a Patriots-Vikings Super Bowl, which is, by the way, what I think is going to happen, but I have very little
confidence.
I have very little confidence, yeah, in the NFC matchup. It seems like the Eagles are probably the better overall team, but it seems like Keenum's the better quarterback. And in the playoffs, I'm always going to be tempted to just go with a better quarterback. And I had a lot of fun watching the Vikings. Also, again, the Vikings are the team that has the best chance to buck my rule of you have to have an elite quarterback or a cheap quarterback position to win a Super Bowl because they have a lot of money in the quarterback position and they're not paying it to Tom Brady. So that's I find that interesting, just kind of specifically for me personally, I guess.
Are they paying Keenum that much?
No, Keenum's making like $2 million. Okay. But Sam Bradford and Teddy Bridgewater are making a bunch of money.
They have a cheap quarter. They have
value in their starter,
not the one they're playing.
Right. So the quarterback position is very expensive.
So it kind of still fits your thing, barely.
Not really, because not the spirit of it. The rule of it,
that's
perhaps.
True.
But I can admit that the spirit of my line of thinking is that you have very little invested in your quarterback position, so you spend that money elsewhere, and it elevates a mediocre quarterback. This is for next year. SpotTrack updated, or over the cap updated. It's your thing, and I want to go back in time, but I don't think I can. I wanted to calculate how much they had in quarterback money for Bradford and... I think Bradford and Bridgewater and Keenum are all free agents, actually. Is that true? Yeah. None of them are on over the Caps 2018 page for the Vikings. That's going to be an interesting offseason. Oh, my goodness. Huh.
Quarterback controversy.
Good night, Alex Smith, for a second rounder. Ooh, no, not you. First rounder for you, Minnesota. And then draft somebody. Because this isn't Case Keenum. Anyway, I digress. I have no real confidence in the NFC game. But I would be much more excited about I think I'd be more excited to see Case Keenum versus Tom Brady than Nick Foles versus Tom Brady. Even though the Eagles would probably... both the Eagles and Vikings would have a really interesting time trying to just hassle Brady. Also, I've already said... If they win on Sunday, you're going to have to find this audio for us, Beards. But I'm pretty sure that I've already said that if the Jags win a Super Bowl, I will buy and eat a Jaguars hat. So I don't really know if I can double down on this more, but the Jags are not going to beat the Patriots on Sunday, and if they do beat the Patriots on Sunday, they will lose to either the Eagles or the Vikings in the Super Bowl.
Are you allowed to season the hat?
I have a plan, actually. I thought about this whenever they beat the Steelers, because like, oh, bleep.
Now I got to think about this actually being real.
Right. But no, what I'm going to do legitimately, should I tell you the plan?
No.
All right, if they lose, I'll tell you what my plan would have been.
That works.
And if they win, then I guess I would want to save the plan all the way through. In fact, I don't actually mean this, but a little bit of me wants them to go ahead and win the whole Super Bowl so I can go through with this bit in the way that I want to.
So then we can get this on Deadspin and we can get all those sweet, sweet followers?
Well, yes! Yeah. I mean, yes! I would absolutely, like, demand that somebody gets me that damn iPad that has all the Facebook Live capabilities, and he would stream it in addition to just the show as we do, because I would need a camera right in front of my face.
Oh, boy.
As I do it, because I want those sweet, sweet views. I'm either gonna do it, or I'll tell you my great plan whenever they lose, which will be on Monday. I will tell you about my great plan.
I would want to
buy a new hat, not a used one, because that's kind of gross.
Oh, yeah, you don't want a used hat to eat.
No, but I also don't want it to taste totally like new hat. So I would probably, here's what I would do. I would brine it. Like, I would rinse it out really good, and then I would you know, soak it overnight in some salt-based, like, some chicken broth or
now,
something,
are
like
you
a turkey.
Are you getting, like, a really cheap hat, or are you going to spend some money and get an actually decent one?
I'm just going to get the tastiest-looking one.
Okay.
I'm just going to buy the tastiest-looking... I mean, I can do this now, I guess. We can just go to Amazon, and I can look for the tastiest-looking Jaguars hat.
Flat brim or curved bill?
That's an important follow-up, I guess.
Is that like a drumstick versus
yeah.
wingette debate?
Yes, it is. Ooh, also, does it have to be a ball cap? What about a stocking cap? I could not digest the pom-pom, but I feel like outside of that it might be easier to eat.
Just make it like spaghetti.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
Just slurp it down.
Well, my throat just got very
cottony
with that.
It would be an extremely unpleasant experience. I definitely would buy a youth hat, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Because, I mean, like, is that a little sleazy? I suppose. But if I eat it, is anyone really going to be like, that doesn't count. You got a slightly smaller hat. Also, do you think I could write this off, like, as an expense? You think I could get the station to pay for this? Do they have to pay for it? I'll get a Blake Bortles autographed hat and eat it.
Are there such things?
Can I get some music for searching eBay for a Blake Bortles autographed Jacksonville Jaguars hat, please? Blake Bortles signed hat. Oh, yeah, there we go. Here's one with a camo brim for $50 or best offer for plus $8 shipping.
Oh, that's easy. That's nothing.
Here's one for $41. That's nothing. What are they paying you?
For a hat? That's for an autographed hat? That's not much.
I mean, it's a Blake Bortles autographed hat. This one has a certificate of authenticity, $41.80. Free shipping. Going to open this in a new tab just in case. I am wishing now that I would have said that I would eat a, I would purchase and eat a signed Blake Bortles card, because that's definitely something that I feel like I could have done. And I'm not completely sure that I am going to be physically capable of eating. Also, do I mean, I can't get a Velcro one.
No, that, no metal, no Velcro.
No,
I feel like a stocking might be the way to go with this.
I think the texture, actually, again, I have a plan, and it's not a workaround. It's just making it as plausible as possible. I think the texture of that would be so gross.
Which one? The stocking?
The stocking cap.
Yeah.
It would be so spongy, you couldn't even really chew it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's gross. It's a gross thing to consider. It's a good thing they're going to lose to the Patriots on Sunday.
Oh, you better hope.
I mean, I could get a Blake Bortles signed card for like $20 on eBay.
They're just giving those away.
There are some here with like a picture, with like a piece, I mean, of... Oh, this is ridiculous. Okay, hold on. Hold on a second. Okay, so there's, you know, there are football cards, baseball cards also.
Right.
That have like a piece of a game-worn jersey or whatever in them. Are you familiar?
Okay.
Well, this, if you're familiar or not, it's true. Sometimes they're a big piece, but usually it's just like a little, like, it's like the size of a postage stamp.
Right.
So they, places like, this one's a Panini. Tops or Upper Deck or whatever, they will get these like verified game worn jerseys or personally worn jerseys that you'll see in some cases, and they'll get them and then they'll cut them up in a bunch of tiny pieces and then put them into cards that you can get in a pack, or usually they're more expensive packs, but I have a bunch of these. I used to collect football cards. Sometimes they're patches, so you might get like the little, like the NFL shield from a jersey, and a very rare one. They're pretty cool sometimes.
Right.
This one that I'm looking at right now is a Blake Bortles personally worn square of a Santa hat.
I feel like that's what we need.
It's Bortles on the card.
Right.
Holding a football in his full uniform, but wearing a Jacksonville Jaguars Santa hat. And it says, "Happy Holidays," with a little square of teal fuzz from a Santa hat.
And we need this, don't we? Put it in a glass case.
How much do you think this card is, Beards? Not autographed, not numbered also, which matters. Cards like this usually have, say, like a 1 out of 100 or whatever. This one's not numbered at all. There could be infinite numbers of these.
$200.
I'll tell you that it's $350 shipping. Okay, front end, $350 shipping.
$3.50?
Yes.
Okay.
$350 shipping. You said $200?
Sure.
How about $7?
Okay.
How does $7
feel?
Yeah,
we can do that.
We can do that. Also, it's or best offer. I'm adding it to my watch list, and then I am going, I have to sign it. Come on, this is my laptop, eBay. What should, I think I'm comfortable spending a total of $10 on this.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Including shipping. I think I'm gonna make an offer for $5, and it's including $350. That's plus $350 shipping.
So $850.
So this is an $850 bid I'm putting in. Submit offer. OK, Okay, I have offer. And I swear, man, if anybody listening right now goes and buys this for the full $7, and I don't get this because I'm trying to haggle for $2, I am going to be furious. Are there more of these?
I'm sure.
I mean, there's got to be a bunch of these, right? Blake Bortles Santa hat card. I mean, no one's ever said those words out loud before. Oh, there are so many. Ooh, this one has a patch. This one's nice. This is a section of the hat that has 1, 2, 3, 4 different colors, like 4 stripes from the hat somehow.
It's a rare one.
The one I just put a bid in for was only teal.
So does that increase the value of the card?
It does. Okay. Absolutely. A more unique patch or a more unique swatch of jersey absolutely does increase the value. There are some here that are just the black swatch, not as interesting as the teal one. But this is a pretty fancy one. It's $8.25, $4 shipping. Buy it now. I can't make an offer for it. It's just here.
I gotta say, what kind of racket's the NFL running here? Charging you for cut-up jerseys.
And Santa hats.
My gosh.
I used to be really big into collecting football cards. I used to get on YouTube and watch people open up expensive boxes of football cards.
Mm-hmm.
Which has to be, like, this is something that I did, like, I mean, early high school, maybe, and then in high school stopped doing it. Only knowing me for the last, like, year or so, this has to be a surprising thing about me, right?
A little bit.
Like, I have, like, at my parents' house, I have probably 20 binders of baseball and football cards and a big old box of just, like, relic ones with jerseys and patches and autographs and stuff. I have a Tyson Jackson signed patch card that's, like, that has, like, there's 3 of them in existence. Tyson Jackson, former 3rd overall pick of the Kansas City Chiefs, current Atlanta Falcon, probably.
There's an NBA show that I'll watch that every once in a while, just as a bit, they'll open like a pack of cards from the 90s.
Yeah, and I've seen stuff like that before. Those are kind of fun. Beards, would you be interested in a Santa hat worn by Shabazz Napier? I could get you in one of those today for $4.25 plus $4 shipping.
That seems a little high.
Who is your favorite obscure athlete on the planet? Ooh, we also have some Matt Barkley. Santa
My favorite
hats.
Obscure athlete on the
planet. Whoa, 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 whoa. Time out. Time out. Some of these Matt Barkley worn Santa hats are the really fuzzy white fringe part around the base.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this is wild. It looks like there's a Yeti stuck in this card. I want one of those. Sorry, favorite obscure athlete.
Glenn Davis is always a fun one, just because his nickname was Big Baby.
I can get you a card right now for $5.50, including shipping, of a Big Baby Davis, a rookie card of him wearing a Santa hat. There is no Santa hat included in the card.
Well, that's depressing.
Also, though, he might be wearing braces.
Really?
It's a pretty low quality picture scan. Maybe not. I think I'm seeing things, but it looks vaguely like braces. I can also get you a $7 Glenn Davis lapel pin. This is pretty funky fresh.
High quality stuff. Yeah, he wore braces, just I don't think in the NBA. Maybe. I don't know. Oh, yeah, he did.
How about a Corey Davis Santa hat patch?
That's stretching it.
The receiver for the Titans. Again, this one is so much cooler, though. Blake Bortles even has lame Santa hat upper deck Panini card patches. Nothing about him is good, including his Santa hat colors.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Gonna compare Patrick Mahomes to every other team's backup quarterback. God, do I know every team's backup quarterback?
Let's find out!
On 1510 AM, 99.3 FM, and 1510.com.
I have good news. Beard, you can just dump the music because you're going to want a clean cut of this next sentence.
I need you to hear the click of the sound I'm going to make here. Hold on. Did you hear that?
Barely, but I heard it.
You know what I just did?
What'd you do?
Just placed a $10 bid on a Panini card of a personally worn Patrick Mahomes Santa hat.
I'm not surprised. Now, here's the question. Are you going to, like, take your own Santa hat and then stick that piece on there?
Oh, that's so good. That's such a good idea. I don't know.
Or, like, stick it on a Mahomes jersey that I know you have?
I don't have a Mahomes jersey, but yes. It's early. Actually, bad news. That click didn't do it. I was being asked to bid at least $10.49 or more, and it's $4 shipping. There's another Pat Mahomes one here that I'm watching now, where the bidding is a little lower. It's an actual auction, though. There's one that's an actual auction, so I'm gonna watch it and I'll save my bid until the last second because my mom taught me how to be a good eBay shopper. Also, I have found what appears to be a Blake Bortles worn beanie. I could, for $100, I could buy that and eat that if the Jags win the Super Bowl. Don't worry, I'm not gonna have to. I think the funniest one would be this Bortles autographed one. So if the Jags win the Super Bowl, I have to decide how important this bit is to me. If it's worth $10 or $40. I'm really torn up right now about, do I cancel my $5 offer plus shipping on the boring Bortles Santa hat patch and just kind of
see, I think,
saddle up and get the better one?
Just hypothetically, if the Jags do win the Super Bowl and you're forced to eat a hat, mm-hmm. I think then you can use that as, like, the special topping.
I kind of actually want the Bortles Santa hat card, which you would add to our amazing magical studio of all these good things we've discussed throughout the show today, as a shrine to the craziest thing that's ever happened in the NFL, Blake Bortles winning a Super Bowl.
So do we just get, like, a bunch of player Santa card hats and just line the back glass with those?
I mean, I love that idea.
Until we cover up
so
the entire
much.
ESPN Kansas City logo.
I love that idea so much.
Or just cover up the windows here. I like that idea better.
I like that idea better.
Yeah.
It's always distracting whenever someone walks by this window aimlessly. Or we could even just, like, put them in front of the console, have, like, a nice, like, or maybe just sort of, like, the top of the shot, like a nice wallpapering, you know? Maybe I should buy a Blake Bortles fat head. If they win the Super Bowl, I'll buy a Blake Bortles fat head and put it up on the glass or something. That's not a commitment like the eating the hat thing is. I'm willing to commit to bad bets and everything, but I have to put a cap on how, no pun intended, I have to put a cap on how much my wrongness can cost me. Because that's my biggest limitation. But if someone wanted to, like, provide us with, like, can I get some music by any chance? Can I get some music while I search eBay for the phrase Blake Bortles cardboard cutout? Blake Bortles cardboard cutout. Okay, I've got Daphne from Scooby-Doo, Blake Shelton, Blake Lively, Blake Harrison, Blake Shelton a couple more times. Okay, let's just Google all together. Blake Bortles cardboard cutout. Yeah, and there's some fat heads and some posters and stuff. But I really want a stand-up cardboard cutout.
What's the fathead website?
Fathead.com. I mean, yeah, I don't want a big old sticker.
Do they? Well, my thought process is, do they sell?
No, their whole thing is that they stick to the wall.
Also, that's $50. With 18 decals, including a smaller Blake Bortles. A Blake Bortles in yellow, Color Rush. And some Jag stuff, that would be $90. I mean, am I being led to believe right now that no one has ever manufactured a Blake Bortles cardboard cutout?
Let's put it this way. On the Fathead website, the Blake Bortles Fathead is apparently new. So they've never had to have one until now.
That seems right. You know what there is?
What?
You know those Funko Pops?
Funko Pop.
Funko. They're those little, like, plastic, like, they're like bobbleheads. The heads don't bobble. They have big heads, big black eyes.
Things. Yeah.
There's a Blake Bortles one of those.
Wow. That seems like a risky business investment.
I'm guessing they didn't super flush their inventory.
There's five.
I'm going to buy one of them.
Almost entirely Blake Bortles merchandise.
Blake Bortles Funko Pop is just not a thing I expected to exist. But they do. They sure do. Wow. Okay. Well, you know what the next question is. Oh, there's an autographed one for $250.
We can write that off.
I feel like we can. Bad news? Not any Pat Mahomes ones yet.
I was just searching that.
There is a Patrick Mahomes Lego man.
Well, I've seen some of those where they like sell the Legos to local sports teams or whatever. I've seen some of the Royals ones, and I don't think I've seen any football ones yet so far.
Yeah, there's a.
They're very expensive. Very expensive.
Here's the NFL Funko Pop figures checklist and gallery. There are 77. Let's read them all.
Hold on.
No, I'm not going to read them all.
And now, Josh reads the internet.
Bunch of Seahawks, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Colin Kaepernick. There's a Colin Kaepernick one. Ooh, political. Robert Griffin, so you know when this came out. J.J. Watt has a bloody nose bandage on his. Aaron Rodgers. There are two Drew Brees ones. Ryan Tannehill. Joey Bosa. I'm just at this point kind of just scrolling for Chiefs ones. Troy Polamalu. These are a little bit old. Bears Jay Cutler one, but also Jadeveon Clowney and Johnny Manziel. Blake Bortles! More Aaron Rodgers. Oh, another a Colin Kaepernick in a black jersey. Another J.J. Watt. Marcus Mariota. Yeah, no, this is not... I know this isn't great radio. The good news is that I got through the first 40. Let's check 43 through 77. Oh, Aaron Rodgers in a beanie. Aaron Rodgers in a ball cap. Aaron Rodgers in a throwback jersey and a beanie.
Aaron Rodgers with karate action feature.
Cam Newton with a towel around his head. In four different jerseys.
Spend $20 more, you can get the press conference that he walked out of.
Good. This is good. Yeah, if you're a woman, don't buy the Cam Newton one. Not allowed by Cam Newton's own rules. Todd Gurley has some pretty impressive dreads. As does Richard Sherman. Antonio Brown has a little hair block, you know, on the top of his head that he used to have. Tony Romo comes with a full body cast. That seems a little on the nose. Wow, this is really upsetting. Oh, I found a master list. There's not a Chiefs one in the whole thing. There are 93.
Loser.
They went back in time and did, like, Walter Payton and Jim Brown and Brett Favre, Joe Montana. No Chiefs ones.
They couldn't get like a Travis Kelce.
Yeah, that would have made sense.
In a hot tub.
Surrounded by women.
Catching Kelce. There yes. you go. They had the perfect opportunity.
If you Google Chiefs Funko Pop, you get a Master Chief one from Halo.
That's right on the nose.
Come on, you guys. I want a Pat Mahomes Funko Pop. Put that audio clip in a time capsule and save it for the next generation.
Oh, that's going to be a liner. If I ever get around to making more of those.
Also, we need to like find a way to put some of those out like on SoundCloud or something where people can just access the best like audio clips. So if someone's like, hey, you should listen to this show.
Or at least put it like the last week on.
Not even all of them. Just a few that really well encapsulate the show. So when someone's like, hey, you should listen to this show. It's called Almost Entirely Sport. Oh, what is that? How's that show go? Well, here, listen to this. I want a Patrick Mahomes Funko Pop!
Almost Entirely Sports on ESPN Kansas City, 4 to 6 p.m. every weekday.
Like, that seems about right.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
LeBron or Jordan, Hitler or Stalin, next! Like
on
that
ESPN
one! Yeah, exactly.
Kansas City.
Yeah, it was perfect. Also, by the way, I hate to, it's a little spoiler alert here. I don't think we're going to get to previewing Jayhawks and Bears.
Who?
KU and Baylor.
Oh.
But the good news is, if you do want to hear me talk about that, I'll do it for an hour and a half tomorrow, I promise. From 2 to 3:30, I'll be live at Allen Fieldhouse doing Jayhawk Game Day on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I have one more liner that we can do real quick.
Go for it.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Beetlejuice, 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 Kaepernick, Kaepernick, Kaepernick.
On 1510 AM, 99.3 FM, and 1510.com.
I think it fits.
Yeah, I think we need to have like a vault of, and maybe it's like a Hall of Fame. Maybe we need a liner Hall of Fame.
You know what we need to do?
What do we need to do?
Dollar per liner you want to look at. We need money. We need to make this show better. Yes.
But what I was thinking is that it's a way to show, to have people tell others about the show.
And to do so, you have to pay a dollar so that you can finance the show.
Great.
It's like a GoFundMe.
It's like a Patreon.
Yeah.
We need to have Patreon rewards for the show.
I think that's legal. We can set that up.
You want to know something that's really dumb? I used to have a Patreon for Roughing the Kicker, the Chiefs podcast, and I was just doing the podcast like, out of my basement
maybe
or whatever.
What, $2?
What?
$2
no,
from your mom?
No. I actually got some pretty good support from people. And then I stopped giving out the link and stuff whenever I started working, you know, at 810 and then over here. Because, like, well, I don't want to ask people for, you know, essentially donations because I'm now doing this, you know, for a company. And I think I made more money in the Patreon. Definitely per show. 100% per show I did, for sure. I do a show or two a week. We're not talking about starting a Patreon. Oh, wow, that's depressing. Anyway, you can PayPal me donations so I can afford to buy this Blake Bortles game-worn Santa hat. You can just throw money at the station.
We need an Almost Entirely Sports Venmo.
Yes.
That's what we need.
Yes, you can Venmo Almost Entirely Sports. You can't yet, but we'll figure out how you can. And then
what we'll do is when you friend request us, we'll basically do what Josh did with Charlie. We'll send you a request for $1 million.
Right. And eventually one of you guys is going to fat finger it, and this show is going to be rich. Or at least, I don't know.
Not broke.
Not broke!
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Do you mind if I go back to talking to this John? Do you mind if I play this John Elway sound?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Hey, I'm John Elway. Get your damn politics out of my sports. Also, I love you, Neil Gorsuch.
With Joshua Briscoe.
That was John Elway. Verbatim. Direct audio. Straight from the horse's mouth. Hello. What a joke. Swish.
On ESPN Kansas City.
I've mentioned a few times today that I wanted to eventually talk about my apparent mortality, imminent mortality, I suppose. I don't know what the muscle is. It's like between your neck and shoulder or whatever, but it's just like kind of like that neck shoulder. You know what? If I say that neck shoulder muscle or muscles, you kind of know what I mean. That's hurt for like a week now. And I was driving here today, and I was looking over my left shoulder. It's my left one, for what it's worth. And I was looking over my left shoulder to try to look at to make sure I could, you know, switch lanes without obliterating another car. And it just hurt a lot.
Chiropractor.
Yeah, well, no, I know. That sounds great.
Chiropractors are wonderful people.
No, that sounds good. But I don't want to. And also, I guess there's probably something with insurance that I could do with that. This is the
follow-up to the conversation we had last segment about Patreon.
Right.
We're figuring out how to get insurance checks.
I need to figure that out. It's just terrible. Because I remember my dad talking about just all sorts of times, like, oh, I slept on my shoulder funny, like, heard it working out. And I think he heard it in Arizona also. I don't know. But it's just like, oh, yeah, I can't look over my shoulder as much as I'd like to because my shoulder muscle's broken. It's like, oh, that's so funny. You're so old. And then now I just looked over my shoulder. It's like, oh, I did it again. Like, I just tried to reenact it right now. Now I'm in pain. So I feel 75 years old now. The other thing about it is I don't think this is going to be a one-off. I feel like this is just kind of how it goes now, right? I'm just going to always have an ache in this muscle for the rest of time until eventually I just stop using this arm. I basically have Tom Bahali's knee in my shoulder. Although
It's not a good thing.
No, it's not. I just now reached a point where I think I found a pretty good spot. Ow. Ow. If you're only listening and not one of the four people watching on Facebook.
Three.
God dang it. Really hurts our argument for why this show needs more money pushed into it. I have my right arm crossed up over my left shoulder, and I'm just sort of poking that muscle. And I think I've found a good spot for it. I'll just do the rest of the show grabbing my own shoulder blade. Perfect. Again, if you are interested in things of a Kansas Jayhawks persuasion, Saturday from 2 to 3:30, Charlie Carlin and I, Charlie Carlin of Wet and Wacky Wednesday fame, will be live from Allen Fieldhouse talking about Kansas stuff. Also, a post-game video and everything after the game on the 810 Facebook page. Did you just give me a time cue, Beards? That's a two-minute time cue. Fantastic. So we'll be doing that before and then after the game. Before the game on 810, after the game on the Facebook page, with all sorts of fun videos. My shoulder's in pain a little bit.
As somebody with scoliosis?
Right. This is hard for me to complain to you about it, isn't it?
Chiropractors.
Right, that's true.
Fantastic people.
This would be like you complaining to me about how your beard isn't growing in properly. I'd be like, well, listen here, you punk. I am not the kind audience that you desire in this moment.
But seriously, though, I have this one little spot right here on my neck that just doesn't grow hair.
I thought for sure that was going to be a chiropractor. Like, well, I have this one little spot that just seizes up. Oh, it's a neck. It's a beard thing.
Just like right here.
I also have one of those spots. It's
very strange.
I have one of those spots. It's 50% of my face.
Yeah, I can see how that's an issue.
Yeah, it really is not great for beard growing.
Hey, we're up to 4 followers now. Viewers.
Woo! That monetarily equates to one Blake Bortles card or a tenth of a porg. I don't actually know how much those porgs were. I just know that I now feel regret
not having more porgs than I do. I just need a porg collection that we can use all over this console.
Do you want a price?
On the animatronic porgs?
Yeah.
What are they going for right now in the resale market?
There's one that I see here that's for 40. There's one for 15. I think it kind of varies with what you're wanting to get.
Your mom
says drink more water.
I got water right here in this cup. Mom, look at this. I've drank this much water today. That's decent. All right, we'll talk to you over here again Monday, Saturday on A10. Talk to you then. Bye, Mom.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on ESPN Kansas City.